Hi, this is Bob Decker, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. As the holidays approach, many of us will be shopping for gifts, both online and by mail. Our mailboxes and digital devices may also be getting filled with requests for donations to charities as the year-end approaches. In both cases, scammers may be in the mix with legitimate companies and organizations. The articles I'll be reading today from AARP describe typical scams, ways for you to determine if the offers or requests are real, and how best to protect your dollars, whether for gifts or donations. In this busy time of year, scammers are also hoping that you'll be distracted enough to let them gain access to your savings and other accounts. Calls that seem legitimate from impersonators claiming to be from financial institutions or government agencies about security alerts are increasing. I'll be reading an article today from the FBI that describes these new scams and how to protect yourself. Our first article is from AARP on holiday-related scams for 2025. Don't Let Fraud Ruin Your Festive Season This Year, by Deidre Van Dyke. Updated November 25, 2025, from AARP. The holiday season usually means fun with friends and family, goodwill, and giving. Unfortunately, it's also prime time for cybercriminals to perpetrate fraud. About 89% of U.S. consumers have experienced or been targeted by at least one form of fraud that can be tied to holidays, including requests from often fake charities, online shopping scams, and fraudulent communications about shipping problems, according to AARP's 2024 Fraud Watch Network report, Fraud Persists in the Season of Giving. Holidays are a busy time for all of us with the hustle and bustle of parties and shopping, and scammers know this, says Amy Nufziger, Director of Victim Support for AARP Fraud Watch Network. They take advantage of our hectic lives to try and target us while we're distracted. Common holiday scams. Card decline scams. Melanie McGovern, spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau, says the agency is seeing a relatively new scam. You pay for a purchase online and receive a message stating that your card has been declined. The transaction did go through, but they're trying to get more information out of you, says McGovern. Entering another card into the system means you'll be charged on both cards. Charity scams. Sham charities exploit Americans' goodwill during the giving season using fake websites and other tactics. Online shopping scams. Criminals use fake posts and social media campaigns, sometimes impersonate major brands or tout products that they never intend to ship. We've seen an increase in consumers buying from social media without doing their research. Most social media ads are not verified, warns Nufziger. Be careful when you see an item offered at below market price. If you do click on an ad, make sure it directs you to the page you want to be on. Gift card scams. Gift card draining is still very popular, says Nufziger. This is when criminals steal gift cards in bulk from the racks, collect the information from the card, and return it to the in-store rack for unsuspecting buyers. Once you load money on there, the criminal will drain the money off, even sometimes before you leave the store. It's safest to buy cards that are kept behind the counter or directly from the retailer's site. Delivery scams. As holiday packages crisscross the country, scammers send out phishing emails and texts that appear to be from UPS, FedEx, or the U.S. Postal Service, notifying recipients about incoming or missed deliveries. Links lead to fake sign-in pages that request personal information, or to sites that may be infected with malware. Travel scams. Some criminals send scam emails and texts offering deals such as free flights to get you to share credit card information or click on links that download malware. Also, be wary of the many spoofed websites pretending to be legitimate hotels, airlines, and other travel-related businesses. How to protect yourself from scams this holiday season? Anytime and anywhere there's money, there will be a criminal, says Nofziger. Beware of anyone who asks for money or personal information. Before handing it over, take a breath and talk to a friend, trusted advisor, or call us on the Fraud Watch Network helpline. We can always help you to spot the red flags. Go to websites you've verified. Rather than clicking on a link from an email or a text to a hot deal, go to the web browser and type in the address of the company purportedly offering said great deal. Pay by credit card. This way you can dispute charges and limit the damage if the transaction was fraudulent. Buy gift cards from behind the counter. Where more eyes are on it, save the receipt that shows the time and the amount of money voted, says Nofziger. Better yet, consider sending an e-gift card that has less possibility of being tampered with by criminals. Be sure to purchase e-gift cards from the retailer's site, not from a third-party seller. Research requests for donations. Charity Watch, Charity Navigator, and GuideStar provide a bevy of resources on charitable organizations, including ratings, reviews, and financial information. How to report scams. If you've lost money or you have information about the scammer, report it to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. Not every complaint leads to enforcement action, but the information can help officials to spot trends and sometimes identify the criminals. Call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360 to speak with trained fraud specialists who can provide support and guidance on what to do next and how to avoid future scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network also offers online group support sessions. Deidre Van Dyke is an AARP Associate Editor. She previously worked at USA Today and Time, where she covered business, government, sustainability, and innovation. In our next article, also from AARP, charity scams of different forms are discussed, with suggestions on how to spot them and where to report suspicious sites or solicitations. Tips for spotting charity fraud while donating. Make sure your money's going to a worthy cause and not a scammer. Published December 3, 2018, and updated October 24, 2025. Individual Americans contributed a record $592.5 billion to charity in 2024, according to the Giving USA Foundation's annual report on U.S. philanthropy, up more than $200 billion over 2023. This generosity supports many amazing organizations that put those billions to work for healthcare, education, environmental protection, the arts, and many other causes. Unfortunately, it also opens a door for scammers. Giving is very often an emotional decision, not necessarily a logical one, says Bennett Weiner, Executive Vice President and COO of the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance, a charity monitoring organization. People want to respond to issues they care about when they hear about on the news. And scammers capitalize on donors' goodwill to line their pockets. The vast majority of nonprofit organizations that are raising funds are doing so ethically and by the book. I do think that there are unfortunately times when unscrupulous people exploit the trust and generosity of others, explains Laura McDonald, founder of the Benefactor Group, which advises charities on fundraising practices. But it's possible to ensure your donations go to organizations that are genuinely serving others, not helping themselves, by learning how to recognize how scammers operate and taking a few precautions before handing over your check. How charity scams work. Scammers appeal to your emotions with heartrending stories and keep the cash for themselves. Like genuine nonprofits, they reach you through telemarketing, direct mail, email, and door-to-door solicitations. They might make appeals on social media and create well-designed websites with deceptive names. Here are a few common tactics scammers use. Capitalize on disasters and humanitarian efforts. Photos of people trying to rebuild their lives after a natural disaster or in an area of conflict can make us open our hearts and wallets. Mimic a genuine charity's name. Scammers often imitate or use slight variations of the names of familiar, trusted organizations to deceive donors. Some of the questionable operators are counting on the fact that you're not going to look further to see if that's the one you're thinking of and you're not just going to give, Weiner says. Pretend you have given before. Scammers often exploit those with cognitive issues who might not recall their giving history. They will call people and they'll imply that they've already made a pledge in the past and that they're just calling to follow up on where the donation is, says Lori Styron, CEO of Charity Watch, which is an independent charity monitoring organization. Use online crowdfunding. You may get a plea on social media to help someone who has a devastating illness, such as cancer, or has lost their home due to a fire. Anyone can set up an account on a crowdfunding site and post a fake story or photos. They can have that campaign set up and then be gone in the blink of an eye, Styron says. Have you seen this scam? Call the AARP Fraud Watch helpline at 877-908-3360 or report it with the AARP Scam Tracking Map. A request for payment by cash, gift card, or wire transfer. These are scammers' favored payment methods because money is easy to access and difficult to trace. How to make sure you're giving to a genuine charity. Be proactive. Instead of waiting until a charity asks you, think about the causes you care about and do your research when you have time to devote to it, Tyrant suggests. That way, when somebody calls, you can say, "Thank you, I appreciate what you do, but I have a group of charities that I already give to," she adds. Examine the website. Look for specifics about its programs, finances, governance, oversight, and impact. This should be clearly laid out. You shouldn't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what the organization is actually funding, Weiner says. Consider who runs the charity. If I look at the board and the staff and look at their LinkedIn profiles to make sure they have expertise in the area, McDonald says. Charity scams. Check watchdog sites. Sites such as Charity Navigator, Charity Watch, and the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance monitor and evaluate organizations. Check state licensing. Contact your state's charity regulator to verify that an organization is registered to raise money in your state. Avoid giving through third parties. A third party can be legitimate, but will take a cut. The best way is to make sure that a charity gets your gift is to go to its website and donate there. Use a credit card. Not only can you check your statement to ensure the payment went to the charity, but you can challenge a charge if you later find that you were scammed, Styron says. Don't share personal and financial information such as a social security number, date of birth, or bank account number to anyone soliciting a donation. Scammers use that data to steal money and identities. If you're making a gift over the phone, a credit card number is all they need, Weiner says. If you want a receipt for your taxes, all they need is your email. Keep records and watch your accounts. Keep a record of your donations and regularly review your credit card account to make sure you weren't charged more than you agreed to give or unknowingly signed up for a recurring donation. Don't click on links in unsolicited email, texts, or fundraising messages on social media platforms. They can unleash malware. Where to report problems? Contact your credit card company or bank to let them know about the incident and ask if they're able to stop payment on any money you sent to scammers. Report charity scams to the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center. Your state attorney general takes reports of charity scams as well. For support and guidance, the trained fraud specialists at the free AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360 can share information on what to do next and how to avoid future scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network offers online group support sessions. Here are some resources. The Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance accredits charities according to a 20-point system that measures their effectiveness, finances, governance, and other metrics. You can search by charity and learn tips on selecting a charity. Charity Watch has a list of its top-rated charities, or you can search by charity and find an assessment of the organization, along with how its metrics stack up in areas such as finances, governance, and transparency. Charity Navigator rates charities according to their leadership, culture, finances, and other areas. You can search by charity and see the ratings point by point. This story, originally posted in 2018, has been updated with new advice and statistics. Deidre Van Dyke is an AARP Associate Editor. She previously worked for USA Today and Time, where she covered business, government, sustainability, and innovation. In our third article, an FBI alert provides warnings on impersonation scams used for account takeovers. In this type of fraud, the cyber criminals attempt to gain access to accounts held in online financial institutions. FBI Alert, November 25, 2025. Account takeover fraud via impersonation of financial institution support. The FBI warns of cyber criminals impersonating financial institutions to steal money or information in account takeover or ATO fraud schemes. The cyber criminals target individuals, businesses, and organizations of varied sizes and across sectors. In ATO fraud, cyber criminals gain unauthorized access to the targeted online financial institution, payroll, or health savings account with the goal of stealing money or information for personal gain. Since January 2025, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, received more than 5,100 complaints reporting ATO fraud, with losses exceeding $262 million. How it works. The cyber criminal impersonates the financial institution's staff or website to obtain access to the account. Cyber criminals usually gain access to accounts through social engineering techniques, including texts, calls, and emails, or through fraudulent websites. Social engineering. A cyber criminal manipulates the account owner into giving away their login credentials, including multi-factor authentication or MFA code, or a one-time passcode, OTP, by impersonating a financial institution employee, customer support, or technical support personnel. The cyber criminal then uses the login credentials to log into the legitimate financial institution's website and initiate a password reset, ultimately gaining full control of the accounts. Social engineering methods include contacting account owners via fraudulent text messages, calls, or emails to trick the email recipient into providing their login credentials. In some instances, the cyber criminal states that there are fraudulent transactions on the financial account and may provide a link to a phishing website that the account owner believes will report the fraud or prevent additional fraudulent transactions. In some cases, cyber criminals impersonating financial institutions reported to the account owner that their information was used to make fraudulent purchases, including firearms. The cyber criminal convinces the account owner to provide information to a second cyber criminal impersonating law enforcement, who then convinces the account owner to provide account information. Phishing domains or websites. The cyber criminal uses a phishing website that looks like the legitimate online financial institution or payroll website to track the account owner into giving away their login credentials. Believing the phishing website is the legitimate one, users enter their login credentials into a fraudulent site, unknowingly providing them to cyber criminals. Cyber criminals may also use a technique called a search engine optimization or SEO poisoning. SEO poisoning refers to cyber criminals purchasing ads that imitate legitimate business ads to increase the prominence of their phishing websites by making them appear more authentic to customers who use a search engine to locate the business's website. When users click on the fraudulent search engine ad, they're directed to a sophisticated, fraudulent phishing site that mimics a real website, tricking users into providing their login information. Once the impersonators have access and control of the accounts, the cyber criminals quickly wire funds to other crime-controlled accounts, many of which are linked to cryptocurrency wallets. Therefore, funds are dispersed quickly and are difficult to trace and recover. In some cases, including nearly all social engineering cases, the cyber criminals change the online account password, locking the owner out of their own financial accounts. Stay protected. Stay vigilant against ATO fraud attempts by following these tips. Be careful about the information you share online or on social media. By openly sharing information like a pet's name, schools you've attended, your date of birth, or information on your family members, you may give scammers the information they need to guess your password or answer your security questions. Monitor your financial accounts on a regular basis. Watch for irregularities, such as missing deposits or unauthorized withdrawals, wire transfers, or expenditures. Always use unique, complex passwords. Enable two-factor authentication, or MFA, on any account possible. Never disable it. Use bookmarks or favorites for navigating to login websites. Avoid clicking on internet search results or advertisements. MFA will not protect you if you land on a fraudulent login page. Carefully examine any email addresses, URL, or spelling in an unsolicited correspondence. Stay vigilant against phishing attempts. Be suspicious of unknown banking or company employees who call you. Don't trust caller ID. Hang up, verify the correct number, and call it yourself. Companies generally do not contact you to ask for your username, password, or OTP. What to do in case of an ATO incident? 1. Contact your financial institution. Contact your financial institution as soon as fraud is recognized to request a recall or a reversal, as well as a hold harmless letter or letter of indemnity. Requesting a recall and obtaining a hold harmless letter or indemnification documents as quickly as possible may reduce or eliminate your financial losses. Immediately report fraudulent wire transfers both to your financial institution and to the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, at www.ic3.gov. That's www.ic3.gov. 2. Reset or revoke compromised credentials. Reset all credentials and passwords that may have been exposed during the intrusion, including user and service accounts, compromised certificates, or other secret credentials. If you use the compromised password for other online accounts, change your password on those sites too. 3. File a complaint. File a detailed complaint with www.ic3.gov. It is vital that the complaint contain all required data in the provided fields, including banking information. Identifying information about the cyber criminals, including the financial institution impersonated, name, phone number, address, and email address. Any websites or software the cyber criminals may have asked you to visit or download. Any financial accounts provided or used by the cyber criminals. Include the words account takeover or SEO poisoning in the incident description. 4. Notify the impersonated company. Notify the company that was impersonated of the method the cyber criminals used to target the account owner. The company may be able to warn others to watch out for the scam and take proactive measures, like requesting phishing pages be taken down. Stay informed. Visit www.ic3.gov for updated industry alerts and public service announcements regarding ATO trends, as well as other cyber-enabled fraud schemes. Well, that's about all the time that we have for today. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.